Okay, today's daf is about Basra, Kuf, Tes, Zayin. As we continue here in Yishn Ochlin, we are actually in the middle of a conversation between the Tzdukim and the Purushim, between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and the Tzduki. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Gadol Ador, even though the Gemara says in Masechet Sukkah, he was the smallest of the Talmidim of Hillel, but he was the Gadol Ador. We've quoted that idea in the past from Rav Gifter, the amazing idea that even though he was the smallest, what made him the Gadol Ador? Because he had the uncanny ability to give over Torah, the ability to transfer Torah to the next generation. Doesn't mean you have to be the biggest Gaon and Gadol and Baki Bishas, but you have to have the ability and the Ratzon and the desire and the fire to be able to transfer the Torah to the next generation, to be able to talk to them. And he was the one that made the nine takanas, Zechel HaMikdash, because he knew what the generation needed to remember the Beis HaMikdash. And here too, this Gemara also illustrates that he's able to talk to the Tzdukim, he's able to deal with the situation at hand. That's what made him the Gadol Hador. So, again, we have the conversation that, Tzduki says, what is the issue about? If we remember, we mentioned the message behind it from Yaakov Kamenetsky, but the issue at hand was a daughter versus a son's daughter. So the halacha is, as we know, that a son's daughter, Yotze Yerecho, are kodem to anyone else in the line. So Yotze Yerecho, the son's daughter, would go ahead of the daughter. And the Tzdukim said, no, that shouldn't be. So the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai brought a raya from the Psukim in Bereishis Lamed Vav, where the Psukim say that the children of Seir were included in the children of Seir were Tzivon and Ana. And the other Pasuk says that Ana was a son of Tzivon. So how is it? So it must be that Ba'al Imo and the Torah, though, still calls him B'nei Seir, bumping him up a level. So that's why the daughter really has the status, just like there, Anna has the status of a son, so too, in our case, the daughter has the status of a son also. That is what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said back to the Stuki. And then he quoted the Drasha about hu Anna demeikara. Good. We're up to the second to last line. Amar le Rebbe, bekach ata potreini, says that Stuki to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, this is what you're using to explain to me, this pasuk? Meaning, the Gemara doesn't explain it, but the Rashbam explains, I agree with what you're saying. That's not the issue. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan, the Tzuki only holds that a daughter of a son should split with the daughter. But I would agree, says the Tzuki, that if it's the son of a son, so that would go first. And you're bringing me a raya from the Pasuk about a son of a son, not the daughter of a son. So that has nothing to do with my issue. Last line in the Rashbam. Bitmiya, halogamani modelacha to ben haben yoreshes zikno. I also agree that a son's son yarshins his grandfather. V'yafilu makam bas. My issue is bas haben. Right, as we said, the dirash habas aima. Right, so that was my issue. So I don't think your answer is helpful. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai after trying to deal with him in a nice way. Amar lo shote. Our Torah shouldn't be, isn't like the sicha b'teila, like the nonsensical comments that you're making, shalachem. Meaning, what's the issue here? Really, I wasn't going to get into a conversation with you. I told you something. Now you're asking me, oh, you're being medayik? Okay, you want the real answer? I'll give you the real answer. But, you know, at the first, he was just a doche oso bekash, as he is the phrase. We'll get to the deeper idea of that line in Be'ez Hashem in a second. But for the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai continues, malabas beno, I could undermine your svar mineyu bey, from within. You're telling me that the daughter, of course, is stronger than the son's daughter. So at least they should split it. That was your svara? But that's wrong, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Because malabas beno, shken yafek kocha b'makam ach. If there are three brothers, and one of the brothers is dead, and there's a daughter of a brother, so that daughter is going to get some of the nachla, right? Because there are three brothers, and this granddaughter is going to stand b'makom aviha. Tomar bebito shora kocha b'makom achim. And yet, if there's a sister with a couple of brothers, she gets nothing. So you see from there that a bas haben can be stronger than a bas anyway. So you're trying to tell me that they should split, that it's definitely stronger. No. This is the raya. This halacha is the raya that bas haben can be stronger. V'nitzchum, and that argument did it. V'osu ayom asu yantif. And on that day, they made it into a yantif. What does it mean that they won? So it must be that they were proven, that everybody realized that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was right. Right? There were, as we know, throughout the days of the Rishonim, sometimes there were public debates that were put on. They were forced to put on. But here, there must have been a public debate. It was a day that everybody realized that the Prushi way was correct, and therefore they made it into a Yantif. As we saw yesterday, maybe the message of the Hasharas HaNefesh idea, that is what was symbolic behind this Machlokas, but they made it into a Yantif. Good. What's the message of the Lashon that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai used? Our Torah shouldn't be, our complete Torah shouldn't be like the Sicha B'Teila Shalachem. So the Marsha here. Marsha, as we know, whenever we want to look up on Agada, Marsha is the first place to look. And then the Ein Yaakov, and the Ben Yehoyada, and the Maharal. But the Marsha is right here. Marsha says, no, there's a deeper idea here. Yireli Bazeh. Mishum Tahaminim Vatstukim Yomru Taharbe Dvarim Batorah Heim Sicha B'Teila. The Stukim say that the Torah was not written in such a medactic way that every single word and every single letter is meant to teach us something. No! There's a lot of just extra words in Psukim. Ukahi Darman Bechelik Beinyin Zeh. Like it says in Parachelik, Al Menashe, Shaya Yoshe Vidorish Bagodesh Odofi. He used to make up his own drushes. Because he knew it was just not true. V'chilo hayelo l'moshe lichtov ala achos lotan timna, v'timna haisa pilagesh. Always the pasuk that is brought as the raya of, oh, what's the purpose of this pasuk? Achos lotan timna. So that's what he was darshaning. So they, the tztukim held, the Torah is sicha b'teila. A lot of the Torah is not specifically every word there and the letter there to teach us something. Ulafishim aparsha zugufe, heishiv lahem reyachonim et zakai, elo b'nei seir. What does reyachonim et zakai quote to prove? What was the first thing he tried to prove to them with? These psukim that we don't think have any purpose. Tzivon, v'ayah, v'anah, this whole family tree. What do we need to know that for? So you think that Sicha B'Teila, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, is proving to them, no, even these mean something to us. That's why he started off with those psukim. Because even that has meaning. D'muchach minei, d'itzrich l'michtava, l'ashme'inon, d'gam kodim matat Torah, hayadinan hachi d'vrei banim hari heim kebanim. That's what he quotes those psukim for. So that Tzuki hears that and says, v'kachat potrani, d'ein kok zeraya, l'fi minas shalahem, sheim Sicha B'Teila. I don't think that's a raya, because we hold, we hold the whole Torah Sicha B'Teila. So I don't think you can bring me a raya. He says, V'yazeh heishu v'yachon me'zakai lohem, v'amar le'shote, lo te Torah shleima shalanu. We don't hold what you hold. We realize the reason I'm quoting this to you is to prove to you that every single lashon and word is meaningful. V'alzeh heishu v'yachon me'zakai, shote, lo te Torah shleima shalanu, sha'anu omrim sha'Torah shleima t'mima. Ve'ein basicha levatala, kesicha b'teila shalachem, shatem omrim, sheyesh basicha b'teila chas v'shalom. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai is saying, not that, oh, you're schmoozing. No, the way you view the Torah, we view the Torah as Torah shlema. Right? You're not like you view the Torah as sicha b'teila. So first I tried to express to you that idea through psukim that you for sure consider sicha b'teila. You didn't listen to me, so I'll prove to you from within the svara minei yibei. We know every single letter, every single word in the Torah is there to teach us something. And even though we might not, as we'll say, explain in a second, even though there might be a letter here or there in a non-halachic context that we're not sure if they're supposed to be above or not supposed to be above, but in halachic contexts, every letter is meaningful. Right? We know Yaakov Avinu is written 5 times with a vav, and Elio Navi is written without the vav. Right? What's the message? So we learn messages from that. But if you remember, this relates to the machlokas between the Shagas Aryeh and the Minchas Chinuch in the last mitzvah Taryag, where the Shagas Aryeh has the amazing chiddush that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah does not exist as Banazah. We can't do it. Why? I mean, it exists, but we just can't fulfill it. Like Karbanos exists, the Chiv exists, but we can't fulfill it. Why? Explains the Minchas Chinuch, the Shagas Aryeh, that we know the Gemara in Kiddush and Daf Lamed tells us that we are not, the Gemara there is telling a story that they wanted to figure out what the middle letter of the Torah is. So they said it's the Vav and Gachon and Parcha Shmini. So the Gemara, for some reason, assumes that the Torah has an even number of letters. Not exactly sure why, but the Gemara assumes that there's an even number of letters. And that's why the Gemara says, is the Vav of Gachon the first, the last letter of the first half of the Torah, or the first letter of the second half of the Torah? So the Gemara says, why don't you just, maybe it's an odd number. Okay, that was the Masora. It was an even number. So the Gemara says, just take out a Torah and count. The Gemara answers, you can't count. Why? Because it wouldn't help. Anan lo bakinan b'chaseres v'yaseres. They were bakin b'chaseres v'yaseres, but we're not bakin. That's an amazing, the amazing Gemara, that we're not experts in every single letter, extra or missing, the chaseres v'yaseres. Says the Menachas Chinuch, oh, what do you see from there? You see from there that we don't know exactly every letter of the Torah in our Mesorah, and therefore it must be that, obviously, to write a Sefer Torah, the mitzvah is to write a kosher Sefer Torah. And because we can't write a perfect Sefer Torah, Bizman Hazeh, says the Shagasari in Simon Lamed Vav, it must be that we are putter from this mitzvah, ones rachmana patre, mitam de enonu bekiyin, b'chaseros v'yaseros. That is what the Shagasari says. And says the Menachas Chinuch, I'm sorry, but I beg to differ. Menachas Chinuch in mitzvah Taryag, mitzvah number 613. V'nir alani yazdaiti, says the Menachas Chinuch, birurin shaldvarin, v'yishnei mine chaser v'yaser. There are two very different types of chaseros v'yaseros. Echad da'al yideh ha-chaser o ha-yaser nishtane pirish ha-teva. O yuchal lehishtanos. One of them is based on the understanding that if you have this letter or you're missing it, that's going to change the meaning of the word. That's going to change the way we understand the word or the way we darshan the word. Kahana d'mevor b'sanhedrin. Like the examples in Sanhedrin. Yeshem lemesori, yeshem lemikra, basukas, basukos, totafas, totafos. Certain words like that, where it's important how to understand the word bichlal, and how to, we understand it as a halachic context. That's where we for sure are bekiyin. That's not what the Gemara was talking about. We are experts in those. But the only shaila is the other kind of chaseros v'yaseros. Says the Achish chaseros v'yaseros de eno mishtana pirush ha-teva ayideizeh kigon aharon b'parshas tetzave b'mesorak tani yish mesorak de nechtav malei vav. Right, v'chein re'isi, he quotes in other old svarim. Acharbi bali mesor eschokin hazeh. Some say the Aaron is with a vav, without a vav. So that type, right? They're talking about counting up the letters of the Torah. That's where it says the Menachas Chinuch, the Gemara is talking about that we're not bekiyin. But chas v'shalom had anything to do with our mesorah. Imkein adik sivaso hamali chaser ola hefech mahafich toras elokim chayim chas v'shalom bevaday lo nishkach afilu kechut asayra meyadin uveprate nogei la mitzvah zaseh shol ksiv v'sefer Torah chas v'shalom shetespat la mitzvah zaseh adei shichacha. Okay, you want to say we can't do karbanos because we don't have a base of Mikdash? Fine. But we can't do a mitzvah because we forgot? That I can't accept. Ki bevadai eino sefer Torah klal. And he continues with that. So that is a machlokas about the misora of the letters, and we assume like the Menachas Chinuch that there's an exact idea, an exact misora going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, what the letters are, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was emphasizing to this stuki. You think the Torah is sicha b'teila? No. Chas v'shalom. The Torah is shlema. The Torah is perfect. The Torah is complete. Torah Hashem temima. Meshivas nafesh. And that is our attitude. Good. Vayter, says the Gemara. So we have some agadata, or zocha to some agadata on this Amud Aleph before we get back to the other issues of Yerusha. Okay, so here we go, fourth line. Vayomru, we were talking earlier about Binyamin. Right, that is how we spoke a little bit about this related to Gemira de lo kala shifta. A shevet is not going to be finished, as we spoke about on yesterday's daf. So related to that, we have a pasuk at the end of Shoftim, at the end of Sefer Shoftim, related to Binyamin. Remember, again, to review, there was a civil war because of the terrible, tragic incident of Pilegish Begiva, and large portions of Binyamin, the men were killed out, the women, there were 600 men that were left. That's it. Shesh, the Rashbam quotes the story in a synopsis. Shesh me'os she'nasu nashim arba me'os mi'brot yavish gilad, u'masayim she'chotvu mi'brot shiloh. Right, so it was very small. There were very small numbers of Sheva Binyamin left, and we mentioned one of the six reasons that we're happy on Tu B'Av. It was the day that we were allowed to again marry into Sheva Binyamin, so the Sheva wouldn't be decimated totally. But the Pasuk describes that because there were women from Binyamin that were marrying out, and there was so few, so each of these women had very large portions of Nachala. So if they would marry out of the Shevet, then the whole large portions of Sheva Binyamin wouldn't be Binyamin anymore. That's what the Pasuk's talking about. They made a rule that in those situations, it stays in Binyamin, stays with the Shevet. Says the Pasuk, Vayomer Yerushas Pleita LeBinyamin V'lo Yimache Shevet MiYisrael. Right? We shouldn't wipe out a Shevet's Nachala. Amar Yisrael Debei Rebbe Ami Malameit Shehisnu Al Shevet Ben Yamin Shelo Tirash Bas Haben Im Ha'achim. In those cases, they made a lima. They made a rule that the women can't yarshin, because if the women can't yarshin, then they're going to marry out, and therefore it's going to be a problem. So they made the din that the Bas HaBen, as we've been talking here about the Bas HaBen yarshining, but in that situation, that Bas HaBen wasn't going to yarshin, so to protect the Shevet's Yerusha. If you look in the Rashbam, in the middle of the medium lines, Lefichach, Ba'oso Ha'es, Magia ma'od min hanachala le'isha achas habalirash. Each woman would get a lot. Ivim tinasi l'shevet acher nimseis nigras nachla shevet binyamin. Lefichach hiskinu, says the Rashbam. Tehecha deyesh banim yorshin es avihem telo mi'akra nachala mi'bnei hames. Hisnu shalatirash pasah ben ibnahem. There's five brothers. One of the brothers died, and the brother has a daughter. In that case, the daughter's not going to get. Why? The Hefker, Bezdin Hefker. Bezdin has the power to do this because of their control over monetary law and monetary realities in Halacha, and therefore that's why the Klal Yisrael did it. Avalam loy niach banim elabanos, if they only left daughters, gam basa bas tirash imam delo nichle lemesh, etiakon achlozim mizaro. Okay, in this specific case, at least they targeted something to try to limit the damage, to try to make it not such a common occurrence. They didn't say that the Binyamin shouldn't marry out. I mean, they needed to. They needed to be able to keep the Nachla, keep the Shevet alive. But either way, Hefker, Bezen Hefker is used here by the Rashbam. The Achronim also say, it's Hefker, Bezen Hefker that the Yerusha wouldn't even go back, let's say, by Yovel. Wouldn't go back by others. It's going to stay permanently. It's going to stay permanently in the Shevet Binyamin. That is what they needed to do. Hefker Bezen Hefker, as we know, interesting here, there is a machlokes how far Hefker Bezen Hefker goes, and here it's clearly understood as the second understanding of what the Rishonim generally have. The Gemara tells us, as we know, Maseches Gittin. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Gittin that there are two sources for Hefker Bezen Hefker. The Gemara says there in Lamed Vav, in the sugyas of Yesh Koch Biyat Chachabim Lahavkia Kedushas Eretz Yisrael Midei Maisras. So the Gemara there quotes the two sources of Hefker Bezen Hefker, one from Sefer Yoshua and one from Sefer Ezra. And the Gemara there, the Rishonim notes that maybe there's a lumdish difference between the two. The Gemara just quotes the two psukim. Min Amar Yitzchak, Minayin Shehefker Bezen Hefker Shneamar V'Chol Asher Yavo L'Shloshas Hayamim Ke'atzas Hasarim V'Azakenim Yacharam Kol Rechusho. Says Ezra, whoever doesn't come in the next 3 days, all of their rechush is going to be off limits. For who ye badel mi kahala gola. All the stuff is going to be away from him. What does that mean? That's a hefker bezen hefker that we understand as mafkir. Hefker, literally. They could take away from someone else. But the second pasuk, the Rashba here explains, the second pasuk goes one step further. Rabbi Elazar amar mehacha, elu hanachalos asher nachalu Elazar akoin v'yeshua binun v'rashi avos. These are the nachlos that they were manchil. Meaning if this is the pasuk, it's not only to take it away to be mafkir, but also to be makna to someone else. V'chima inyin rashim meitzal avos, lo malachama avos manchilin es b'neim kol ma sheyirtzu, af rashim manchilin ha'am kol ma sheyirtzu. So the two psukim, and again the Rashba there, in Gil Amid Vav, emphasizes that the second pasuk goes one step further in terms of being makne and not just taken away from the first. U'mina shamina, says the Rashba, t'koach bezin yafil lahavkir mamo mizeh, u'lezakoso lazeh, afilu kodem shebo liyado, even before it comes. V'chein muchach mikra, ve'elu nachlu, zher nachlu. And the pasuk proves this. He quotes the second pasuk, not the first pasuk, because the second pasuk is the one that is able to be mafker. And the footnotes here, he quotes the achronim that discuss that, the Machane Ephraim and the others that discuss this issue. Again, but here, it's clearly they're being machaneed and telling one person or one shevet to keep it, so it seems to be using the powerful version of Hefker Bezen Hefker, not just taking away from one, but also giving it to someone else. Good. We continue. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. Says Rabbi Yochanan in the name Mishum. As we said, Mishum means it wasn't as Rabbi Muvak, but it was just in the name of what he heard. Kol Sheinu Miach Ben Liyarsho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mali Alav Evra. Whoever does not leave a son to Yarshin him, so Hashem is very upset about that. meaning, we'll see in a second. Ksiv hacha, why evra? Evra means anger. But ksiv hacha, it says, by giving it away from the son to the daughter, v'avarta v'nachlaso, that's libito. V'ksiv hasam yom evra hayom hahu. So if somebody does not leave a ben to yarshin him, so then Hashem gets angry. Or another source for that, asher ein chalifos lamo, there is no substitute for him. V'lo yaru elokim, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi. Chad amar kol sheino meniach ben. That's the first opinion. Again, same thing as before, but just a different pasuk. Somebody does not leave a ben to yarshin him. The chad amar kol sheino meniach Talmud. Somebody doesn't leave a student to carry on the Mesorah from him. So again, we'll get back to that. Let's first talk about the ben first. What does this mean? Somebody's not zochet to have a son, right? Somebody has a number of daughters. Not zochet to have a son, it's out of his control. So obviously this means when it was in his control and he didn't try. He didn't try, right? The Yad Ramah says here, kol sheino ben liyarsho, dafka hecha delo asak b'per yivarivya. If he wasn't osak b'per yivarivya. Right, remember the brachas daf yud, right? Yishayahu Navi got upset at Chizkiyo, right? Lo asakta v'per yivarivya, right? And when doesn't mean that they didn't try. They dafka didn't try to have children and to build a family, right? We know that the Gemara says in Shabbos Lamed Aleph the six questions that were going to be asked or six statements that we're going to have to answer, not really questions. The Gemara doesn't say call them questions, but we're going to have to stand up and defend ourselves or to explain. And one of them, as we know, is Asakta b'peri yivarivya. After an asakta b'tata b'emuna and kavati itum l'torah, asakta. It doesn't say, the mefarshim explain. It doesn't say kiyamta. Because that's out of our control. Hashem is in charge of whether we are zochet to children. But in terms of whether we try, asakta, right, so that's in our control. And therefore, that's what the Yad Ramah says is talking about here. If somebody does not try to carry on the tradition of Klal Yisrael, the first mitzvah, then it's a puravu, right, so that is how he understands it. If you look in the Rabbi Chanan later on a little bit discusses that maybe kol sheino meniach ben, it doesn't mean that it is a siba, but what we would call a siman. Right? It's not that if you don't leave a ben liyarsho, so then it's going to get Hashem upset. If somebody doesn't leave a ben liyarsho, and that could be a reflection. The male erva vada ena kavana mebnei she'ein lo ben tahari anusu ela kavana de mizem muchak the kadosh baruch hu male of ever hashenu zochel ben ela labas, which is also again there are various sources of Chazal that say daughters first are a simin tov, and again this is all out of our control. It means maybe in a situation in a specific situation, but again that's generally any child is a present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you know, there were many great Rabbanan that weren't zochet to children. Some were zochet to daughters, some were zochet to sons. And again, Rashi, you don't have to go further than Rashi didn't have a son, right? Mali of Ervan Rashi, right? But again, this is, you have to understand this in a certain way. The Rishash says maybe that it's bimadaik in the words kol sheino meniach ben liyarsho. He has a ben, but he changed around his whole Yerusha, so he doesn't give the Yerusha to the son. That's what it means. He's going against the mitzvah of Yerusha. Kol sheino meniach ben liyarsho. He has the ben. But if he doesn't yarsha, that's in his control to choose what he does, whether he fulfills the mitzvah of Yerusha. And that's what the diuk is in the wording of the Gemara. One could also understand this a little bit. Al derech drush, so one of the achronim, al kapdan shemachmas kaptenuso lo hayelo talmidim. We're going to get to the second one in a second. But banim are kurim talmidim. Shani eno meniach ben liyarsho. If your person was such a kapdan, as the Mishnah says in Berakhia, was full of kapdan malamed, so then it's his fault, right? You aren't meniach ben where you should have been meniach ben. A little difficult to say that because that's what the next line of the Gemara means. But either way, let's get to that right now. The Gemara says, "Ein meniach Talmud." That's the second shot. If somebody doesn't leave over a Talmud, again, obviously in a context where one could have left over a Talmud. Right? The first message in Pirkei Avos, "Ma'amido Talmidim Harbe." We have to try to have as many students, and it doesn't just mean a Rebbe. It means that first and foremost, but it also could mean anywhere where we could teach Torah to a fellow Jew somewhere in the world. If it's a coworker, it's a friend, it's a neighbor. Meniach, we have to leave over that Talmud. In Meniach Talmud, we have to use the opportunity to use. The Rabbeinu Gershom here says he did it on purpose. Shelo ratza lalamed Torah lacherim. Right? You didn't want to teach Torah to others, or somebody had the opportunity to teach Torah to others. Right? That is something that is Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the power. Right? There's one who shown him uses the lashon of Navi Shekovish Nevuaso. If somebody has Torah that he could share with others, and he doesn't, then it's like Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving you a message. Torah, and we have an obligation to share it. And if we don't, it's like the message given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we don't, that we're not listening to him. Very strong formulation to say that Navi Shekovish Divuasa. But either way, these are the two ideas that we have to try to leave over children that follow in their in our paths, and we have to leave over Talmidim that follow in our path that carry the torch. I think I once mentioned in the name of Rav Soloveitchik. This is an amazing Gemara. The Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin tells us that the Romans, at a certain time in history, they declared that no more smicha. No more smicha. You're not allowed to do smicha. They felt that smicha, the power of smicha, the official halachic smicha, was keeping the Klal Yisrael going. So they said, you can't do smicha. And if you do smicha, we're going to kill you. And if you do smicha in a city, we're going to wipe out the city. And if it's between near the mountain, we're going to wipe out the whole mountain. Right? A terrible, terrible story. So what happened? So one time, one of the great rabbis of the time, Dav Yud Dalet Amid Aleph, one of the rabbis of the time said, no, I gotta go do smicha. Pamachas gazer machas rishik zera Yisrael. Shekala somech yehareg. Vekala nislach yehareg. Ve'ir shesomchid bo, techarev. Right, nothing. What happened? Ma'asa Yehuda ben Baba. What did Yehuda ben Baba do? He went to a city. He went in the middle of nowhere, and he went to a place. The Bachiyad's in Rebbe Yehuda ben Baba. Right, he went between two cities and between two mountains. So wasn't there anything else? The Samach Sham Chamisha Zakenim. The Elohein. Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Elazar ben Shamua. Right, similar time to Rabbi Akiva, or same of the five rabbis Shevadaro. So he gave smicha to all these rabbis, and then what happened? Their enemy heard about it. They started coming. They said, Rabbi, run! He said, Matei Alecha. So we're running away, but he was an old man. So he says, just leave me here. Forget, I'm finished. Amar lahen arini mutal afneim kevin shein lahovchem. I can't move, and they killed him. And the Talmidim got away. Ask Rav Soloveitchik, giving smicha, I don't understand. It's one of the big three, pikuach nefesh. So what did he give smicha here for? Was it Shas HaShmad? That's why it was? Is there something deeper here? But wasn't he killing himself? He was basically killing himself by giving smicha. He knew he was going to die. He explains to Rav Soloveitchik, no, just the opposite. Giving over smicha was making himself live. Why? Because if the Rebbe doesn't pass it over, the torch, to the next generation, then the Rebbe dies. By giving it over to the Talmidim, that's how the Rebbe continues to live, sif sosav dobavos bekever. That's how the torch is continued. So, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, wasn't he killing himself? No. He was giving himself eternal life. That's what he was doing by staying there and giving over the smicha. That's what he did. He was meniach Talmud, right? He fulfilled this Gemara, in that way. Beautiful. Okay, Vaita, we're on the first wide line. So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi were the two rabbis that made the statement, if somebody doesn't leave over a son or a Talmud, so who says what? So Testayan, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Talmud. Let's try to prove that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says, if you don't leave over a Talmud. He's not the one that said, if you don't leave over a son. Because after all, we know the famous Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says at the beginning of Maseches Brachos, Rachmana Litzlan, Dain Garme Da'asi Rabir. Right, this is the bone of my 10th son. Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 sons. He used to carry around the bone in order to comfort others. To say, oh, people went through a tragedy. Look at me, and I'm moving forward. And I'm going on. He used to carry it around. So he would say that it would be unusual for him to say, if you don't leave over a ben, you know, that's terrible. Because he didn't leave over a ben. Right, so therefore it can't be that he was the one to say that. What exactly did he do? Says the Rashbam that he used to. Let's find the line because there's two points to discuss. He has to say it as Beferus. I'll read it from the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah says, "What did he used to do?" The Havilei Asara Banim Umesu B'Chayav V'Natal Etzem Me'Atzmosav Shel Ben Asiri. He took a bone from the 10th son. V'kavu b'taba'as she'be'etzba'o. He put it in a ring on his finger, says the Yad Ramah. V'yemenachim bo avelim. V'omer zeh atzmo shel ben asiri biyadi. V'yafalpikin hitztakti alayis adin. V'nichamti v'yafatem asu kamoni. Right? Misery loves company. And therefore, he used to go around and say, look, I went through a terrible time. Nobody's been through what I've been through. So we could head up. You could do it. Chin up. And it's going to be okay. That is Rabbi Yochanan. The big discussion in the Rishonim, and more in the Achronim. The Rishonim deal with it also, but the Achronim also, how do you carry around a bone of his child? Isn't there Tumah issues? Right? Isn't there the mitzvah of Kvura issues? Right? So, if you say it wasn't a bone, then you're okay. That is why the Rashbam says on the second wide line, it was a tooth, it wasn't a bone. Right? Nishar etzlo shein echad mibanav. It's exactly why the Rashbam gives that shot, right? That it wasn't a bone, right? It was a tooth. Titan ba'alas. He goes to the Mishnah Besechas Aholas in the third parak. When it's attached, it's all tamei. But when it's detached, it's not matameis. That is number one shot. If you look in Rashi. Rashi where? Not Rashi here, but Rashi in Brachas. Rashi in Brachas and Akamara says ze etzem shal ben asiri shemeslo, beer, kamo bar vitzar etzem pachos mikisaora. Mimenu bisudra lagvas nefesh. Rashi doesn't say why he does that, but we know why he does that. Less than the size of a barley seed, so that's not matame, right? That's Rashi's idea. So the Rashbam quotes a different shot than his grandfather. Maybe he didn't like. Doesn't sound like it. That's such a tiny thing, right? To show people. Maybe that's why he didn't like that shot. That's Rashi, and that is the Rashbam. The Minchas Chinuch was bothered by both of these, and they says there's still a chi of kvura, isn't there? Isn't there a chi of kvura on a tooth, on something that's even smaller? So the Ritva here, the Maritz Chayis in Brachas was machaving to the Ritva here. Right? The Ritva here says, what does it mean, a bone? It doesn't mean a bone of the body. It means, says the Ritva, yesh mefarshim shein, that's the Rashbam, yesh mefarshim, etzem mi besar havra'a sha'asulo. It was a bone of the meat that they served at the Suda's Havra. The Suda that they ate by the Avelim. Says that's what it means. It's the bone, not a bone of the body. It's a bone of that Suda. He says, you know, and that's what he used to call it. Same message. But it was the bone of that Suda, and that's how he used to comfort. We can't mention this without mentioning the Rav Chaim Shmulevitz Vart that he writes in the Sichas Musar. This is the same Rabbi Yochanan that went around to give people chizuk, same Rabbi Yochanan that couldn't continue after he lost his chavrusa. Right, the Gemara in Baba Metzia, where Rish Lakish died, and he kind of like had something to do with it, but then he walked around, and he went, Hey Chat Bar Lakisha! Hey Chat Bar Lakisha, where are you, Rish Lakish? Where are you? He lost his chavrusa, he couldn't learn properly, and he lost his mind. And he died. The Chazal Darsha, the Chachamim said he can't continue like this. So he was able to handle the loss of his Rachman al-Aslan family, but he wasn't able to handle the loss of his Chavrusa. Again, it doesn't mean Chas v'Shalom, that he didn't have the appropriate love for his family. But he knew everything was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he had to deal with it. The terrible tragedies. But Torah, he couldn't go on without Torah. Right? It's not to emphasize, to minimize his love for his family. It's to maximize the love for the Torah that he had, that is Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, again, a lot going on here on Amud Aleph. Continues the Gemara. So, second line. This time to Rabbi Yochanan Amar Talmud. So Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said Talmud because he couldn't say the son one. Umid Rabbi Yochanan Amar Talmud, Shimon Levi Amar Ben. So if the Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said that it's not good if somebody doesn't leave over a Talmud, so Rabbi Shimon Levi must be the one that says he didn't leave over a son. Says the Gemara, but Rabbi Shua ben Levi, meaning Rabbi Shua ben Levi is saying if you don't leave over a son, it's not good. But Rabbi Shua ben Levi, lo azal beit tamya, but Rabbi Shua ben Levi didn't go visit somebody who was sitting Shiva, elo lebei man tashachi below bani. He wasn't mevatal Torah, he didn't leave unless it was somebody who died without children. So you see, he must have felt that they were something special. Right, because he went there, even though they didn't, if he says, Misha ain lo ben, Misha lohiniach ben, and they did something wrong, he wouldn't go visit them. And they were the only ones that he used to go visit. So, says the Gemara, Ella, fine, the opposite. Ella, Shubin Levi, who Amar Talmud. Umi Shubin Levi, Amar Talmud, Ryokhanan, who Amar Ben. Kasha, Ryokhanan, Ryokhanan. So then, if Rabbi Yochanan was one that ain maniach ben liyarsho, isn't that a problem? Lo kasha, hadide hadarabe. Right, maybe there's a difference between what he said and what his Rebbe said. Another answer could be The difference is whether he did it on purpose or not. Rabbi Yochanan didn't do it on purpose, as we explained. Eidam and Yechman Liarsho, Rabbi Yochanan had 10 sons. He had 10 sons. The Gemara doesn't answer that, though. The Gemara says, easier to say, he was talking in the name of his Rebbe, versus he was talking in his own name. The Rashbam writes on the Gemara that why didn't Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi go visit anyone else? So he uses the Lashon of Lebeitami Lebeis Hameis Lehis Abelalav, Lefishalohaya Rotze Lehispatel Milimudo. Because he didn't want to go and be Mispatel from his learning, right? He didn't want to leave his learning, and that's why he didn't want to go pay the Shiva call. The problem is, isn't that against the Halacha? Don't we know? Mevatzlin Talmud Torah, Mebnei Levayas Hameis, Mevatzlin Talmud Torah, right? It's a mitzvah that you have to do. The Rama Menachas Avel writes all the mitzvahs Ben Adam HaChavero. What do you mean he didn't do it? Was he Torasu Umnaso? Doesn't say that. That he wouldn't do half the mitzvahs like Rabbi Shimon Meyachai? Doesn't sound that way. If you look at the Chashuk Yechemed, he discusses this. Chashuk Yechemed discusses Hayim Talmud Chacham Chayiv Levaker Cholim. That's his question. So he says, you look in this Gemara, right? Maybe not if somebody's busy learning, he's busy learning. Vitzarech Biur, answer the Rev Zilberstein, Mevatlin Torah Bishvil Kiyam HaMitzvos, Afilo Bishvil Minog, Kegon Litko Bishofer Bechodesh Elul. Oh, Bittel Torah. No. Vinomar Barambam, because the Rambam Menuchas Avil, Perak Yudalid. Mitzvah Saseh, Drabbanon, Biker Cholam Nicham Avil, Motzot HaMeyeh, Hakonas Haska, all the mitzvos. So what's going on here? So, it must be, right, the Gemara talks about in Masechas Moed Katan, we've had Shirim about this before, does the mitzvah of Osig B'mitzvah apply to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? If you're in the middle of learning, right, do we say that you don't have to stop? So the Gemara there is Mechalek, if you remember, it depends if, Efshar Lasos Adei Achirim, or Lo Efshar Lasos Adei Achirim. If it's a mitzvah that could be done by others, then I should keep learning. Let somebody else do the mitzvah. But if it's a mitzvah that cannot be done by others, my father asked me to get him a cup of water. So I have to get him a cup of water. What, I'm busy, I'm sorry, I'm learning. No, if it's a mitzvah, she'i efshar adei achirim, so then one has to do it. So again, maybe that's what you have to say here, says the Chashuk Yechemed. Maybe Rav Shubin Levi was in a context where efshar lasos adei achirim, and therefore he didn't have to go, so he didn't go. Except, by the case of Meis Belo Banim, he felt it was such a great pain in those situations that he would need to go, because every other person would give comfort. And he writes, V'yesh Lahosef, and it's known, Shiyadua Kami Migdoli Yisrael. You know many Rabbanim, many rabbis that went and were marbeh in the Ben Adam HaChaver, because they knew it was Yef Shalasa Zed Deacherim. This rabbi, it's not just another person. If this rabbi comes, that gives a certain nechama or simcha, if it's a simcha, right? We know great gedolim throughout in our generation that try to do whatever they can, if it's possible, to go to the simcha, to go to the, why? Because if they go, there's something that they bring that nobody else can bring. Even if there are 300 people there, if they go, so everybody has to know. But if not, you know, so then they have to know that they stay learning. But again, it's a balance that one has to be aware of. Okay, that's Rav Shubin Levi. Weiter. Simin, Hadar, Ani. Remember, Rav Shubin Levi was not someone who's like, his learning is like our learning also. Shubin Levi, right, he was the one that stole the knife of the Malach HaMavis on the way into Gan Eden, in Ksubis Ayin Zayin, right? So that's, we're not talking about, our learning. We're talking about, but again, even our learning, we have to take, every second is a Talmud Torah, but we have to realize, if there's a mitzvah lasos, ayadei achirim. Weiter. Simin, Hadad, Ani, Fachacham. Hadad heard in Mitzrayim kishachav David Amavosa that David HaMelech died. V'chimis Yoav Sar HaTzava. He heard, that's what he was going to attack. He heard that David died and Yoav Sar HaTzava also. V'pnei ma b'David ne'emer bo shechiva ubi Yoav ne'emer bo misa. Why? By one, by David it says by Yishkav. They both mean they die, but why does he use that lashon? David shiniach ben ne'emer bo shechiva. David, who left a son following in his path, a son, period, it says Shchiva. Yoav Shalom, Meiniach Ben, Emer Bo Misa. Misa is more of a cut, definitive. Yoav Loniach Ben, Yoav didn't leave a son, Vaksiv, Mibnei Yoav Ovadia Ben Yechiel. Right? Yoav did leave a son, right? Yoav Ben Sruya. Ella David, Shiniach Ben Kemoso, Nemer Bo Shchiva. David that left a son like him, following in his path, Nemer Bo Shchiva, V'yosh, L'niach ben Kamoso, Nemer Bo Misa. So it means the son carries on the path of the of the father. One drasha that has to do with us, and that's why it's here. Darash Rabbi Pinchas ben Chama. But once we darshan one statement of Rabbi Pinchas ben Chama, so we darshan another one. Kasha anias betoch beso shel adam yoser mechamisha makos. Poverty is even worse than 50 makos, 50 slaps. Shenemar, chanuni, chanuni, atem, rei, right, the Eov's friends, and Eov, having the conversation of all the terrible things that happened to Eov, kiyad eloka, eloka, nagabi. Eov says that the hand of God has afflicted me. V'ka'amri le'lechavre, and his friends tell him, hishamer al tefen elavon. Don't say that. Don't turn to that. Ki alze bacharta me'oni. This is better than poverty. So what does that mean, it's better than poverty? Eov says the hands. We know the makos were called etzpa elokim. The makos were 10. That's the etzpa. So if it's described as a hand, that's 50. So, and it says here, poverty is worse. Right, and that's why Eov says 50 makos. So you see from here that poverty could cause somebody to, the oni of poverty is even worse. The Ritva here notes, didn't Eov become poor also? He lost all of his stuff. The Gemara says he lost all of we discussed Eov back in the first paragraph, if you remember at length. So it says the Ritva here, it could be, v'im tomer v'chilo haya ani, v'yishlom v'chilo avad ela ha-mikneh avalo ha-karkos. Okay, umashakasa va'arum ashuv shama, and even though it says that I will return naked there in the first parak, lohaya omer el le'inyan sheino makpid afilu yovad kol hashelo ki yodeahu ki im yielo kol mamon sheva olam lo yirid acharav lekever. So okay, but maybe he did have, right? It wasn't total. Okay, we discussed then, if you remember, that Ramban on Eov, that maybe even the children weren't even killed. They were just taken away and they were brought back to him at the end. Good. Says the Gemara, third drasha. Darash Rabbi Pinchas bar Chama. Kol sheyesh lo chol b'toch beiso, yelech etzel chacham, yivakesh lo rachamim. If somebody has somebody sick in their house, go to a chacham and have him daven for you. Yivakesh lo rachamim. Shenemar, chamas melech malachei maves, v'ish chacham yichaprena. Right, the anger of the king, but v'ish chacham, a wise man yichaprena, could try to cover it up. Go daven for a chacham. So, quotes a pasuk here in Mishlei, from Shlomo HaMelech. What's the earliest source that we have of going to daven, to have somebody daven? Go daven for you. The Nemuki Yosef here calls him the Tofes Yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva, not just the Chacham. But the Nemuki Yosef's Lashon here, on the bottom of Nun Gimel Mon Aleph here, Yivakesh Pnei Arav HaTofes Yeshiva Sheyivarech Hoso. Go ask for a bracha, the Nemuki Yosef. Where's the earliest source? Well, one of the earliest sources is the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Yisro. Moshe Rabbeinu describing what happened. Remember, Yisro says, what's going on here? So Moshe describes what happens every day. They're here all day, all night. The Hevesa was the Lashon, Ki Yavo Eli Ha'am Lidrosh Elokim. The Pasuk says, they come to me, to Darshan, to seek out God. Heshiv Moshe Lachosno, says the Ramban. Tzrichim Eim Sheyamdu Alai Zman Gadol Min Hayom. Ki Ledvarim Rabin Boim Lafanai. They come to talk to me about a lot of different issues. Right, Moshe was, you think Moshe Rabbeinu just sat and learned all day? No! They came to him. Ki yavo elai ha'am ledrosh elokim lehispalel al choleihem, says the Ramban, to daven for their sick people. Ulohodiyam mashayova lahem. And if they lost something, ki ze yikra drishas elokim. Wow. Right? So we know by Har Sinai, they say, oh, everything was healed. But people got sick in the Midbar. So they came, Moshe, the Ramban says, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu to daven for them. So already very early, that was already mentioned. The Meiri says they go there to teach you how to daven for yourself. Another way, right? The Yevakesh al Avrachim, ask him, that Rachman is to teach you how to daven. Again, this is important. The Chafetz Chaim is quotes Ezri Meim Hashem Ozei Shraim Va'aretz. Ask for Ezer Meim from those who are with Hashem, and that's where you go to a Chacham. Ezri Meim Hashem, Osei Shamayim Baritz. Again, we go to a bracha, we go ask anybody that we can to daven for us. Right? Some Mepharshim explain that, why is that? Why does a Chacham have more power than me? Because if you go to a Chacham, he's not supposed to be in such pain. If he's in pain, then Hashem's like, well, I don't want him to be in pain, so I'm going to heal the other person. The Musar Sefer for today is just the Tshuva of Ramosha that we've mentioned in the past, in a Parsha Shir years ago, but if you've never seen it, it's a must-read. Ramosha, in one of the posthumous volumes, Yoredeya Chelek Dalet Simin Nun Aleph. Misha Machzikim Oso Lachacham, U'Bishvil Zem Mevakshim Oso Shiyis Palel Avura Mem Yasekein. If there's someone who people think is a rabbi, is a big rabbi, and they ask him to daven for them, does he have to? And Rav Moshe wrote this in 1981, right, a couple of years before he was nifter. So Rav Moshe describes, everybody comes to me to ask me to daven for them, and I give them a bracha, and what are they doing? I don't know what they're coming to me for. He said, what? And Ramosha says, and if I tell them no, I'm a nobody, they'll think that that's just saying it out, you know, I don't really mean it, that I'm just saying that out of gaiva also, but it's, Ramosha says, it's true, I don't know what they're asking me, what they're asking me to daven for them for. But, you know what? If they ask me, so I have to. He says, Gemara says about Basra, Kufta Zayin. So if Jews go, so then he quotes here, Mukhuyvani Lispalo Varchal Mavakshim Osi Bechalofan, Vaapsha Masha Mavakshim Osi Lispalo Varcham, Humachla Shemachzikin Osi Lachacham, Hari Loyo Oklum, Kisha Omer Lahem Shem Toim, Mishumsha Adain Lawigati Lachachma, Sha Adaraba, Oda Gadalat Lama, they'll think, wow, he's also a big Anav. Right, they'll think just the opposite, says Rav Moshe. V'gamu lo shayach la'achishas ha-metziyus, sh'es pasarmti ba'olam l'shem chacham, people think I'm a chacham, I write tshuvas and svarim, af sh'zeh rachuk mechacham sh'alav amar Pinchas ben Chama, sh'yochu etzlo. I'm not the chacham that the Gemara in Bava Asra talks about, but look, what can I do? This is what they say, so I'll do whatever they want. So that's Rav Moshe in the tshuva. Leiter. Says the Gemara. Ze'aklal. Again, there's a lot more. There's a big discussion in the postgame. Are you allowed to go, be Mechal Shabbos to go get a Chacham to daven for you, if it's Pikuach Nefesh? Relating to the Sugya, are you allowed to do any type of experimental medicine Chil Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh? Or the Birka Yosef has a whole story in Simin Shinalef and Arachayim that somebody had this type of the story. There was a type of a chemia that you put in somebody's mouth and they swallow it and there was somebody dying. So this Rav wrote the chemia on Shabbos, put it in the mouth, the guy swallowed it and he lived. He was healed. So Lomafreya, it worked. It's kind of like Eliyahu Hanavi, right? People started saying maybe he weren't allowed to do that. So basically, the Birka Yosef talks about that. Okay, we don't have time. Says the Gemara, Zakal kol kodem lo nachla yosi recho kodem. If av kodem kol yosi recho. As we know, everybody who is yosi recho follows earlier in the line. Boy Rami Rachama, avi ha'av va'achi ha'av. What if someone dies and their father also is dead, but the father has a father and the father has brothers? Who wins? Kigon Avraham v'Yishmael v'nichse Esav. Eza man kodem. So Esav's father, right, died. Yitzchak died. So who gets it? Yishmael or Avraham? Eza man kodem. So Amar Rava. So Tashma. What's the chiddush? Ha'av kodem kol yotzei yirecho. It's pashut. A father goes before kol yotzei yirecho, and therefore in this case Yishmael is progeny of Avraham. So Avraham goes first. So, Rami Bar Chama, so you're right. Rami Bar Chama, agav churfe lo inba. Because he's very quick and sharp, really, he didn't focus on what he really wanted to ask. But that wasn't really his question, because that's pashut. Boy, Rami Bar Chama, this is his real question. Avi ha'av v'achiv. The grandfather or the brothers of the niftar. If it's the father of the niftar, we know. If Reuven dies, then Yaakov's the next in line before the other Shvatim. But what if Yaakov's dead, but Yitzchak is alive? The grandfather versus the brothers. Who goes first? Kigon, Avraham v'Yaakov v'nechse Esav. So who gets it there? Eza me'am kodem. So Amarova, Toshma, ha'av kodem kol yatzei recho. Isn't that the same answer? That, right, Avraham is the father, Yaakov is yotzei yireach of Avraham. So shouldn't it be also Avraham goes first? Rami Bar Chama, no. Yotzei yireach shelo. Maybe it might be his direct descendants, being the uncles, but not the grandchildren. Hachanami mistaber. It also makes sense. Diktani makes sense. That's how you understand the Mishnah. And we said that that's what the Mishnah means. That was the last line of the Mishnah. Diktani ze'aklal. Kala kodim anachla yotzei recho kodmin. Anybody who's earlier in the nachla, his yotzei recho go earlier. V'ilu isa liyitzchak. Yitzchak kodim. And yet, if Yitzchak was alive, Yitzchak would go first. Sa'ashtanami. De'lesli Yitzchak Yaakov kodim. Shma'amina. right? If Yitzchak was here, Yitzchak would go. And the Mishnah says, Yotze Yerecho, go first. So therefore, it makes sense that that's how you understand that you limit the Mishnah of Yotze Yerecho Shalo, Velo Shal Beno, and therefore it's very possible that the brother could go before the grandfather. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue with Benot Slavchad. Benot Slavchad are coming into our parak right now, the whole source of Yerusha. Okay, we'll stop here.